You are listening to Day 4 of the 30 Days of Audio Boo with Albert Hathazi. Hi, and thank you very much for coming back and continuing on my little journey while I practice my podcasting skills live on Audio Boo. Today is Day 4, and I had to listen to some of my previous shows that I've been recording and helping me go through this workflow process. And it's very important, I guess. You notice a few things that you don't pick up when you're recording, obviously. It's very important to stay energetic and keep the energy going through the whole podcast or the recording. And maintaining flow is something that is not always easy as well. The long breaks seem awkward sometimes. And of course, my last podcast, I felt like I kind of rushed the ending a little bit. I just threw in, follow me on Twitter, because I saw the countdown to the music coming to an end. But all of this, I think, is the right approach. You know, spending a little bit of time going through and working out the kinks, getting rid of some of the cobwebs, and seeing what it's really like to try to get a good quality show sound-wise and content-wise and flow-wise and all that. I really want my enthusiasm to show through. I really want people to know that I am passionate about my subject, which is going to be helping local businesses become incredible market leaders in their community through the little-known internet strategies that are happening below their noses, really, to be honest with you. So I definitely don't want people to confuse or to see my possible lack of enthusiasm on the recordings as something that isn't authentic, because definitely I'm interested in my subject and want to give the best information possible. So continuing on that theme of helping businesses, I do manage some Facebook pages for some clients, and there was been several Facebook updates lately in the last few months. We've seen them, and I started looking over some of my clients' pages, and I was going to make some posts. And every time I posted, I saw that I was posting not as myself, but I was posting as the business fan page itself. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to post myself. So I'm going to take you through something that caught me by surprise. So if you are managing anyone's Facebook page, go to the Facebook, and on the left-hand side, under pages, you're going to see one of your clients' pages. So click that. When you get to the page, you're going to have on the top right an option called Edit Page. Once you click that, you want to go again to the top left, and there's going to be a place called Your Settings. And the very first checkbox is called Posting Preferences. And if you leave that checked, every time that you use Facebook, every time you go to that Facebook page, and leave a post, you're going to be leaving a post as that Facebook page. And sometimes you may not want to do that. Sometimes you want to interact with them as yourself. So you definitely want to remove that check mark if that's something you want to do. And that way your clients are going to see that you're interacting with them and spreading the word, as Facebook does so well. So that was my little Facebook tip for you. So that's going to be it for today, folks. I'm going to wrap this up, get the intro music going here. As soon as I hit the right keys here. And I wanted to say thank you again very much for joining me. Keep your ears peeled as the launch of my new podcast gets announced very soon, as I wrap up a last few minute details. So they're not really minute details, they're important details. And I'll be keeping you in the know on what's going to be happening and when things are going to be kicking off. So again, let's connect on Twitter at Albert Hathazi, or visit my Facebook page, Social Marketing Performance. Bye now.